It is a time of great unease. The crew of the Bajarian Jade have finally made it home to their beloved quadrant. But something is different. Wrong. Whack! Now, our intrepid heroes must root out the bad vibes, master the three-sided coin of freshness, and face down foes like they've never imagined on their final Mission to Zix!
Yeah.
How's the new eye?
Oh, man. It's amazing. I get everything. If I look at someone, it tells me their heat signature. It tells me biometric data about them. Hold on a second. Sorry. Just got to close this window. Ah. It froze up. Now I got to restart.
Restart your eye?
Yeah, I got to reset it every once in a while. There's a lot of glitches in...
What was your ad for?
This one's for like I don't get it. It's like a monthly bathrobe subscription service.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
It's called Robe, but it's sort of spelled weird. It's like a R-O with the dots over it, and then B, Robe.
Oh, see, they were one of our sponsors for CubeTQ. Remember that they dropped us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there was some confusion over the pronunciation, because I think, Barge, you kept calling them Rob.
Right, and you kept screaming.
There was a lot of screaming.
Drugs are bad, y'all.
You know, with the umlaut there, I think the pronunciation is actually Rube, which is not very complimentary either.
Yeah, Rob and Rube, both less desirable than Robe.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm not sure why you would need a new robe every month.
Yeah, there's something between just one robe and a new robe every month. That's
okay, okay, sure.
But I think the point of it is you get, like, four robes, and you pick the robe you want, and you send back the ones you don't, right?
Yeah, either way, AJ, I don't need that many robes.
But it's, like, tailored to your robe needs, right?
No,
like,
I know
once
that.
They start to learn your, like, style, they start to send the robes that you really want.
Yeah, they seem to have a lot of information about my exact size and shape. I've never given them any of this information.
Well, that eye might have, you know, rear sensors to scan you internally.
Classic.
You'd be looking right in my brain.
Yeah, you're probably going to start to get a lot of ads for, like, custom neurotransmitters and stuff like that.
Yeah, sticks.
I'm sure those are exact measurements all that time you spend checking out yourself in a full-length mirror, you know?
I have to make sure that I'm living up to the Zima ideal of being put together but not too put together.
Mm-hmm. What's the Zima scroll that requires Zimas to be put together but not too put together?
Yeah.
It's more of like a triangulation, C53.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we lay off a Plek for a second, okay? C53, are we close to Muffuletta Secundus yet?
Well, we should be pulling out of hyperspace any minute now.
Oh, man, guys, I can't believe we did it.
We're coming in hot. We gotta go in hot.
Yeah.
AJ, I don't know if that's the best idea.
Why not?
I mean, it's a lava planet, so it's already hot enough, probably.
We gotta match the hot. We gotta match the heat.
Well, you don't fight fire with fire, AJ.
Why wouldn't you? If you're not as hot as the fire, how are you gonna fight?
Hey, we talking about what's hot right now?
Yeah, we're talking about fire.
Yeah, we are, Barge, but I don't think...
It's Bargey. Two wings, Bargey. No more one wing. I'm back, baby, and I got two wings. Thank you. Everyone stop clapping and hooting and hollering, yes? I am very physically attractive.
Yeah, Bargey, I'm mainly only asking this because I know you want me to, but how is the response on social media?
Huge. I posted a hot pic. Everyone's liked it.
Yeah, wow, Bargey, look at these replies. You're blowing up.
Thank you.
No, Bargey's also in Sentient Magazine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they work really fast.
Yeah, see that Candid?
Oh, they had to do the extra flap out to get the new wing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, the headline is, we're horned for Bargey again.
We're horned?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty intense.
Oh, Bargey, upgraded your horn. Sounds good.
Hey, everyone, shut up. Okay, I'm about to drop out of hyperspace.
Oh, okay, great.
Come on, it's a place of business.
You know, guys, I just want to say before we come out of hyperspace, We've had a couple false starts. We've been waylaid on the way to our mission a couple times, and I just want to say we're finally here. We finally did it. So let's gear up.
Yes.
Let's go in, knock them dead. Huh?
You know? Well, with a speech like that, I am ready to go.
Thank you. Thank you,
AJ. That's right. We were waylaid, but now we're not waylaid. Let's do this.
Thank you.
Hey, just a reminder, because I've been so focused on how hot I am. What is it that exactly that we're doing?
Bargy, we're landing on a lava planet to track down and confront Korbaelvor and the evil Nermit Bundle.
I didn't know about that.
None of that you knew?
No.
It's kind of been what we've been doing for the past few...
I mean, ultimately 5 years.
I mean, yeah, true, if you think about it that way.
Huh. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
All right.
Okay, here we go, guys. We're coming out.
We're coming out. Let's do this.
Hey, Dar, you didn't barf that time. Good job.
Oh, no. This time I took a whole bottle of Dramamine.
A whole bottle?
I think there's some weird side effects. Like, visions. None of this looks like Mufaletta Secundus.
No. Wait, Dar, I think you're right. That's not Mufaletta Secundus.
I mean, where are the lava flows? Where are the plumes of magma?
Yeah, this is
looks like we're coming in knots.
So I'm not seeing things?
High five, AJ.
No, this isn't Mufaletta Secundus. Bargy, we were supposed to go to Mufaletta Secundus. You had the coordinates. What happened?
I don't know.
Wait, what? Okay, Bargy, well, now we're turning away from the planet.
Yeah, hold on a second. Bargy, bring up your flight path from Quantaris for a second.
That's a very personal thing for you to ask.
Well, we're not in the place we're supposed to be.
All right, is my personal flight path. You should share this with people I'm intimate with.
Oh, okay, Bargy, I'm seeing a pretty big difference here from your projected flight path and your actual flight path.
Bargy, you basically flew in a half circle.
Oh.
Barge, did you compensate for the extra wing?
Oh, yeah.
By oh, yeah, do you mean no?
Bargy, we were in hyperspace for like 48 hours.
Hey, Bargy doesn't have to compensate for her wing at all.
Thank you, AJ.
No, but you have to have compensated for it just navigation.
No, she's looking fly. She looks great. Everybody says so. Sentient says so.
Bargy, I don't know what it takes to, redo the math or something, but we have to get to Mufaletta Secundus.
Okay, so fine. I will admit I got the wing, but that didn't change anything about myself calculation-wise, I guess, for me to get to the right direction flight-wise.
So, Bargy, you're saying that you made an external change and didn't make an internal change personally to I thought that's what you were saying.
But yes, it's true. But the wing is working. Ow!
It's literally gas queen.
It's literally not working. Yeah,
it's not working from a engineering perspective.
This wing is functionable.
Functionable?
Kind of really sums it all up.
Crew, listen up.
Yeah.
Clap.
Yeah, what is it, Captain?
Clap.
I don't know if it's the full bottle of liquid Dramamine motion sickness for children that I just swallowed.
Oh, God.
I think I'm hallucinating this child in the corner.
No, Dar, there's actually a child there.
Hi.
Whoa. Whoa, that's a kid.
Plus, Dar.
Did you take the Dramamine too, though? Be honest.
No, but Dar, this is children's Dramamine. You're 12 feet tall. There's almost no way you can overdose on this.
Dar,
I'm very sensitive to any kind of drug.
Both of your hallucinations actually happened.
There's a kid over there, so just...
Hey. Okay, we'll come back to this.
Yeah.
Bargy, who is this? Is this one of our stowaways that's always on here, or is this a new person?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, buddy. How's it going? I'm Fleck Dexeter. We're the crew of the Bargerian Jade. Is everything okay? Are you lost?
You're sounding a little condescending.
Oh.
I don't appreciate that. I realize I look like I'm 7. Common mistake.
Okay, yeah, wow.
This guy doesn't sound 7, right?
I am a 55-year-old man.
What?
I look like I'm 7.
What? That can't be right.
There's a long story. Don't want to get into it. Is there a bar anywhere on board?
There is, but young man, I don't think in good conscience we can serve you a drink.
I'm 55. Just get me to a bar. We're good. And if you serve me milk without alcohol in it, I will lose my mind.
Okay, all
right. The best I can offer you right now is this children's medication.
Yeah, I would take that.
Motion sickness. It will... juck you up.
Okay, yeah. No, don't.
I'll just take that.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Hey, listen, sport, I'm sorry that if I assumed anything about you, but we're actually sort of on our way to a big thing. Is there anything we can do for you? We could probably get some cartoons to play on the holo projector for you. Oh, do you like Ants on a Log?
You condescending juck.
Okay. Whoa. All right.
Oh, I know why you're not listening to me, because I look like I'm 7, all right? And that's ageist against a young person and an old person, which is bizarre.
Well, you know, in our defense, every planet, you know, revolves around its star at a different rate. You could be 55, but still be, you're in third, fourth grade, probably?
Hey, how many 7-year-olds have been married twice?
You've been married twice?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, kids love to get married on the playground.
That's very common.
Okay, all right. Wait, well, how many 7-year-olds have a tattoo of the first Bleezer album right on their chest? Look at that.
Wow, Bleezer.
Yeah, it's the Orange album.
Oh, the Orange album, famously, they're one of their best.
Well, it's the best one. It gets bad after the Orange one.
Well, come on. The one right after Orange is pretty good.
Joshington? Joshington's great.
I like Joshington. Maybe I even like Joshington more than the Orange album.
Okay. C-53, this is irrelevant a little bit. Listen, sir, I'm sorry. We got off on the wrong foot. Let's try this again. I'm Plek. This is Dar, Nermit, Bargee, AJ, and C-53.
I appreciate the much nicer greeting. I'm sorry about the use of the obscenity. I'm just very tired, and I just want to go home. Okay. Are any of you going to Oregon? I just want to go back to my home planet. That's it, and I'll leave you alone. And I'd like Oregon, a drink if possible.
Oregon is the name of your home planet.
Correct, yes.
Oregon.
Everybody says Oregon. It's Oregon, not Oregon.
I mean, I've never said it out loud before. Mom. I've only read it.
It's Oregon?
You know.
It's Oregon.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're not headed there, but if you're tired, buddy, like, you can have a little nap.
You can chug some of this good stuff.
No,
both of you guys, bad.
No. Take a little sippy. Just a little sippy cup.
No. Don't do that, and also, it doesn't do what you think it does. Sorry, what is your name?
My name is Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
Paul okay. Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Close, yes, Paul Rudd.
Okay. Paul Rudd. Okay. Okay.
Paul Rudd from Oregon.
Oregon, yes. Mm.
Okay.
I really would like to get sloshed and forget, I don't know, the last 40 years.
Whoa, someone is speaking my language.
Oh, there we go.
Finally.
Okay.
I
don't know if I...
Thank you, Bargee Slosh Machine, full of top grade beverages.
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't know we had that.
Bargee, maybe do like a virgin granny, not an old salty grandma, because, like, we don't know, you know. Just look at him.
I believe you should get them starting drinking young, so they really understand the tolerance.
Barge, that's not, objectively
because
not a good idea.
Because I wish I started drinking at a very early age.
Really? Okay.
Oh, not a common regret.
Hey, can I say something, too, real quick? We're on our way to, like, save the galaxy, right?
Yeah, well, yes. The universe, depending on who
so
you
ask.
So
is this really, like... matter? Like, do we need to be worried about this? And now we're dealing with kind of weirdo, like...
Yeah, AJ, it does seem a little late in the game to have... This feels sort of like a one-off mission in some ways.
You'd think we'd be kind of past something like this, in a way.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good to get one last little mission in, right?
Like, how long have you been a stowaway on me?
Bargee, you don't know the answer to that?
I don't know. People come and go.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bargee was having some kind of surgery done, and I got out around Quantaris.
That
would check out.
That's true. I was open for business then, so.
Have any of you tried the space rocks in Quantaris? Wow. Y'all do rocks? No?
No.
Yeah, rocks is pretty intense.
Oh, you dust. I think you call it dust here.
Well, sure, but rocks is like... super dust, you know?
Oh, it's like, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't really mess with it. I just.
Sure.
It's like you were asking, kind of, if we had any.
Yeah. No, I was just. Once you found out we didn't do it, you kind of changed your tone to sort of a hypothetical.
Asking whether. Well, if one. I just. Just one. You know. You don't. You can't judge me. Who are you to judge me?
Yeah.
It's really doing like a schoolyard push.
Yeah, stop pushing me, kid. Holding his head and he's swinging at me.
Listen, Paul Rudd, we're sort of in the middle of a pretty intense mission right now. And, you know, if you want to stay on the ship and drink, that's sort of your prerogative, I guess. But I'm not sure if we're going to have time to get to Oregon before we have to kind of do our thing.
What's your next stop? I'll get off at the next stop. What's your next stop?
Well, we're trying to get to Muffalotta Secundus.
Yeah, which is a pretty dangerous planet. Lots of lava.
Yeah.
So we can just throw you out the window if you want, or...
We're not out the window.
We're not doing that.
Listen, we've seen a lot of weird shit, but he's truly the most unsettling thing we've come across AJ, in all the time I've been...
I know, AJ. How can someone so old look so young?
Yeah. AJ, yeah. You're 7 years old. Why is that an issue for you, for someone who looks 7 but is older?
I'm just calling
out... You look older, but you're 7.
Look at him. Look at him in his little short pants, stirring a cocktail. It's real weird.
Well, Plek, don't you have biometrics in this new eye? Just tell us how old he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's 55. 55.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
You're welcome.
Okay, fine. You know what? I'll tell you the story. I don't like telling the story.
We weren't really...
Yeah. He got that one salty grandma on him, and now he's telling us the whole story.
All right.
Yeah, is that always the way?
He's tiny. Doesn't have a tolerance.
I'm in Oregon with my family. I slip into a chasm, like a ravine...
Sure.
See a spaceship. Get into the ship. All right, let's see where this goes. Next thing I know, I'm navigating all over the place. Got no idea what's going on, but I'm having a fun time, right?
He's just navigating? He's not piloting? He's just navigating.
The ship has a mind of its own, but I navigate. Yeah, I'm a navigator.
Nobody pilots Bargy.
Why is that so hard to believe?
So we crash... And I feel all like I'm stuck. So then I see another spaceship come in. I get on the ship, right? That one crashes.
Like again?
Get off. And up another one that ends up in some kind of war. I get off that one. Basically, this repeats for a good 48 years. And
what?
Now I am now 50, yeah, 48 plus 7 is 55.
And checks out.
Now I just want to go home and see my family, if any of them are still alive. I'm not asking for so much.
He's telling this long story, but did he say the part about why he looks 7, or...
No, that wasn't part of the story.
Okay.
Paul Rudd, have you asked all of these ships to take you to Oregon?
Do you not know how stowaways work, sir? I sneak on board. Okay. I hide in things. Sometimes I hollow out a machine or a bot, and I put myself in it.
What?
Oh, grim.
Paul Rudd, there are billions of inhabited planets in the galaxy. You can't just hope that one of them is going to Oregon.
You got a better idea? Is there some kind of public transport system from planet to planet? That infrastructure not in place.
He has you there, Plek. It's actually pretty disappointing.
There's the Max. He could take the Max.
Yes, the Municipal Astrogation Express.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the Max.
What? You can get back to Oregon on the Max. You're not going to take it?
That's not how I want to go home. I want to go home on a spaceship. I'm gone for 48 years. All of a sudden, I just show up on the Max. Are you kidding me?
It does raise a lot of questions.
Paul Rudd, you gotta take what you can get a little bit. Yeah, I feel like you're sort of approaching this the way a child would. You know, you wanna fly a flashy spaceship back to your home. But all of the ships you've gotten on have navigation systems. They could all find Oregon and take you to it.
Oh, I sound like a 7-year-old. Let's see how that could happen. I missed some of my prime developmental years trying to get home.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I guess I hadn't really considered that angle.
All right. I figured it out.
What is it, AJ?
7-year-old is actually an old man. We're dealing with timey-wimey shit here.
AJ, how so? How do you mean?
I mean, he's like, what do I mean? He's 7 years old. But he's not.
He looks 55 years old.
Right.
55. Oh, it's a classic case of a Zachary Zippers disease.
I don't think that's an actual disease, Darn.
Yeah, I
was once in a movie about
Zachary Bargy Zippers. Was in that hollow, Zachary Zipper.
I started as a baby ship when I was an old man.
I also don't think that's one of Margie's best performances, to be honest.
Yeah, Margie, that felt like...
an old ship when I was a baby.
That was sort of shameless award bait.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Why are you like the way you are?
Okay.
Why are you?
That's not a,
right now because I had four year salty Marys or whatever they're called.
An old salty grandma.
Oh well, I don't know what your grandma's name is. I have wet myself. It has nothing to do with what I look like. It's the fact I have been drinking.
You know, Paul Rudd, if you needed to know where the bathroom was, buddy, you didn't need to hold it. You could just ask us.
I'm surprised I'm saying this, but maybe you should take this children's motion sickness stuff after all.
Oh, that's a good point. Might keep you from throwing up.
If only there were a drop to give. I am sorry.
Down to dar.
I've taken...
Oh, it's like dripping out of your goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it comes in that little, that little syringe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah.
So should I go towards the fire planet? Or...
Well, you're not gonna get there.
Yeah.
You tried to go last time.
Bargie, did you already compensate for the flight path change with the new wing and all that?
No.
Wait, hold on. Bargie Astead makes a good point here. So are we gonna go kick some ass and save the galaxy, or take this little space hobo back to his home planet? What are we doing?
AJ.
Hey,
we can't say space hobo?
No, we can't.
It's kind of derogatory.
I think it was the little that really put it over the edge.
I mean, he is 55. He's solidly in hobo territory at this point.
Yeah, he hollowed out a droid and hidden it. That's space hobo stuff, man.
Right, I'm still not over that.
Yeah, Paul Rudd, I just feel like something about your story just isn't lining up. I mean, if you were a kid who was lost, you know... you can talk to any adult.
Okay, let me think about this. Don't talk to strangers. Talk to an adult. Inconsistency. What am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Can't talk to strangers.
Yeah, fair
especially
point.
Strange older people.
Yeah, fair point. Just out of curiosity, is Oregon an interstellar planet? Do you guys have space travel?
No, I do not believe we do. That's kind of the reason I got into the ship to begin with. I've never seen anything like it. And then when they talked about space, well, they didn't use the word space because at the time I was 7, they said, do you want to go sky high? And I said, I do want to go sky high.
Wait, was the ship also 7?
Well, the ship explained it to me in a way a 7-year-old would have understood it. If you said, do you want to go into outer space? I wouldn't have understood what that meant.
Respectfully, Paul Rudd, I don't know what your society is like, but most 7-year-olds know. No,
what space?
Never mind. You know what? Yeah, never mind.
Are you insulting me when I was 7?
No, not at all. C-53, can I talk to you for just a second?
Yeah, of course.
I think the reason why nobody's taken him back to Oregon is because it's protected by the Primo Directivo.
Yeah. Well, Oregon could be considered modern in many ways. Yeah, they have not figured out interstellar travel, so, I mean, we run a pretty big risk bringing Paul Rudd back there.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, no.
They may have also just gotten tired of Paul Rudd and kicked him off the ship each time.
Yeah, I could see this little guy leading anyone to crash. Yeah.
I'm not an asshole.
I'm just lonely and drunk.
Okay.
Wow, someone's speaking my language.
I like you, Bargie.
I like you, Bargie.
Stop flipping the knobs, kid. Stop flipping the switches.
Don't touch that.
What does that one do? What does that one do? What does that one do?
Most of them dump gas. Almost all of them just dump gas.
Which one gives me candy? Which one do I press to give me candy?
It's this one, but you really shouldn't.
You want us to respect you as an adult. Come on.
Adults have sweet teeth. I have sweet teeth.
That's a good point. I do, too.
Wait, so is navigating just you hitting a bunch of buttons and shit?
This explains why so many of them crashed.
Look, I got into the ship. The ship is like... I'm questioning the ship's intentions, to be honest, because I get into the ship.
What?
The ship's like, do you want to navigate the ship? And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm like, yeah. Well, come on board and just put your hand in here. And apparently my hand had some kind of power. Next thing I know, we're flying. I have a feeling the ship used me to get off the planet.
Was he abducted?
Wow.
Question, what was that ship's name? Sounds very familiar.
Robin?
Wow.
You know Robin?
I know Robin. They say this.
Wait, wow. Are you the Bargy?
I am the Bargy. Why?
Oh,
did they say
my...
something about me? What'd they say?
He loved slash hated you.
That describes a lot of Bargy's relationships.
You know what? I'm going to call Robin right now.
But Bargy, I think Robin crashed. I think
he died a long time ago, Bargy.
Yeah, I think Robin may be long dead. Oh, no.
The number you have dialed has crashed.
Oh, wow. Guys, listen, I know Paul Rudd's annoying. I know he lives on a primitive planet, but, you know, if we can't save the least of us, how can we save the whole galaxy, right?
Don't do that. Well, I was just rinsing my mouth up from the crud that Bargy gave me.
Yeah, but don't play with your drinks like that. Don't blow bubbles. What are you doing? Okay, all right.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. It's blubbing that crap.
Next thing we know, we'll be making a soup out of shoes. Let's get him out of here.
What?
Hey, like space hobo stuff. They take space boots and they...
AJ, how do you know so much about space hobos?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, listen. C-53, do you know where Oregon is? Can we get there?
Well, I know this is not going to be popular to hear, but it is on the way to Mufflatus Secundus. Oh. It really wouldn't slow us down very much at all to drop him off. But we should really figure out why Bargy is navigating to the left pretty strongly before we make that trip.
Hold on.
You can't do that.
Look at that.
Hey, you can't.
I don't know what I'm doing, but apparently we're moving in a direction on that map.
Yeah,
but,
hey, wow. Stop touching that.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Well,
okay, but Plek, look, Bargy's flight path is correcting itself. Hey, he's compensating for the second wing.
Hey, let me clarify here. Those buttons do not control me, okay? They are suggestions, and he happens to make a good point. I am deciding this, okay?
Bargy, is that how your navigation system works? It's a series of suggestions?
Just a bunch of suggestions and pitches, you know.
Wow, these are all just spitballs, these buttons.
Yeah, so your navigation system is a pitch meeting.
Yeah. Wow.
That explains why there's like 30 minutes before we go anywhere.
AJ, explains is a very strong word.
Right, and we often never hear back from people.
Anyway, it's gotten my other wing to stand up straight, therefore giving me the correct direction towards an location known as Oregon.
Okay, great. Wow. Whatever it takes, Bargy, thank you.
So, Paul Rudd, I think the buttons do work.
Hey, Blargy, can you play some Bleezer?
Yeah, I'll play some Chuckin' Bleezer!
My name is Justin. Dun, 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 dun.
This is a great jam.
Wait, what? I love this song!
Yeah, really got bad after a while, but that first with the orange one. Man.
So, I think I have this figured out. If we find a field, you know, nearby a populated area, but not too near, obviously, we could hover above the ground so as not to leave any trace of our landing, drop Paul Rudd there, and then get out of there before anybody's the wiser.
Huh, I like that plan. Where
is he?
Where is Paul Rudd?
A fine question.
And where has Paul Rudd been going to the bathroom? Let's all ask ourselves that.
I'm sure we'll find out. Bargy, where is Paul Rudd?
He's in Justin's room.
Oh. Oh, no. What?
So wait. Tell me, like, how is it that you, like, deal with so many different emotions, but, like, keep it still together?
I do some space rocks from time to time. Have you had space rocks, kid? They call it dust here.
No, I like to, like...
Hey, what are you guys... Paul Rudd,
but like maybe.
Do not give Justin drugs. What are you doing?
I'm old enough.
Why?
You're not old enough. No one's old enough.
How old are you, kid?
I'm like maybe around 17, I think. It's been established.
Oh, man, that's perfect for space rocks.
Okay.
Justin, don't let this old child lead you astray.
Mara. Yeah.
Don't stop. Why do you have another bag?
Get out of there.
He's a space hobo. Of course he's going to have space rocks.
Okay.
Now that is a stereotype about space hobos.
Paulred, listen. I got good news, buddy. We made it.
All right.
We're here. We made it
what?
To Oregon.
I'm home?
That's right.
Oh, my rod. I'm home.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Oregon. You know, actually... Here, just look out the window. Tell us about where it is on the planet.
Oh, it's on the other side. Oh, you got it wrong.
He's so high.
Paulred, that's fine. It takes us like 2 seconds to get to
that side. Yeah, we can go to the other side of the planet.
Hey, don't touch that stuff, kid.
What is that doing?
What is that?
Stop. Ow.
Stop.
No, he's done.
Yeah, don't hit. Down.
No. Bargy, pull up. Paulred, are you okay?
I'm doing great. This is so cool. I'm home.
Paulred?
I'm going to get in so much trouble, though.
What happened? Wait a second. Paulred, how old are you?
I'm 7.
Oh, no.
Fleck, run an age scan.
He's 7. He's 7 years old.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Paulred, you left your bags of space rocks.
Oh, wait.
No, don't give it back. Don't give those back. Don't give them to yourself, but also don't give them back. Listen, Paulred, you got to go home now, bud, okay? Everything's fine. You know, we found you in this ravine, and we fixed up that clonk on your head, and we're going to send you back to your mom and dad, okay?
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, we're all from Oregon.
Yes.
I think you mean Oregon.
Yeah.
Wait, am I in trouble?
No, that's fine. Just, whatever you do, okay. Don't tell your parents about any of this.
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's always the
same. But not in a creepy way. Not in a creepy way.
Creepy when you said
it.
Paulred, is that you?
Run.
Okay, Bargy, let's get out of here.
Okay.
So long.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. My darling, Paulred.
Mom, I'm here. It's me.
Where have you been?
Mom,
we've been looking for... Do you smell like booze?
Oh, no.
Oh, I was older when I drank it.
What is that bag full of?
How did I say it?
In a bad situation.
I was
already your grandchild. You were 55.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. That's not fair.
Go, Yak Man, go.
You know, I have to say the mom doesn't look like a space hobo, so... Must get the hobo from his dad's side.
What?
Notice he's not here. Probably riding the rails or something like that.
Wow. AJ was really crossed by a hobo at some point.
I guess my only question is, why did he get young again when we returned him to Oregon? I guess I understand why he looked 7, but...
You do?
Oh, weird. A timey-wimey thing didn't make sense. Shocker.
I know exactly what happened.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bargy. Good, Bargy. We need this explanation.
Now, everyone here watched the sequel to Zachary Zipper, right?
I don't know if I saw that.
Oh, yes! Isadold Eyehook.
Yeah, I saw Eyehook. Basically, end of the day, what we learned from this whole quadrilogy...
Quadrilogy?
...is that if you believe in yourself, anything is possible.
That doesn't explain.
Well, it sounds like Bargy's trying to say there's some sort of narrative satisfaction in the fact that, you know, we brought him back and he returned to the age that he once was when he originally left.
But where's the literal satisfaction? Where's the scientific?
There was a problem in the beginning. There was a want, and then they lost what they wanted, and then they had to kind of rebuild themselves to get what they wanted again.
But what I'm asking is how
there was a moment of lowness where they lost everything.
Uh huh. Yeah. But
I imagine that's why they were like a 7-year-old who sounded like a 55-year-old. And then they meet you, and that's a positive thing, but also, in a way, honestly, a negative thing.
It's the belly of the beast and meeting the goddess at the same time.
Right? And then at the end, they found a happy ending and everyone had no questions.
But Barji, literally, why did he turn into a seven? Like, scientifically, how is that possible?
I don't know about that. Is this a bad time to mention I only have one wing again?
Wait, what?
Not a bad time at all.
Hey, Barji, you lost your wing? What happened?
I don't know, Plank. Maybe it's because I crashed into a ravine.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow, they did not put that wing on well. That snapped right off.
Hold on. Let me check social media. Yeah, people hate me again.
Oh, no.
Already.
ID5, credits and attributions joined, commencing outro protocol. Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Barji the Ship and Paul Rudd's Mom were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Paul Rudd was played by special guest Hari Kondabolu. Hari is a comedian and writer whose stand-up special, War Near Relatives, is available on Netflix. Find him on Twitter and Instagram at Hari Kondabolu. And featuring Cole Semyon Grape as young Paul Rudd. This episode was edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Orchestra mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Original Weezer music by Shane O'Connell. Opening crowd narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design with Margerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
I'm John Moe. My show, Depression Mode, is all about mental health. And this week, I talk with Amanda Knox. She spent 4 years in an Italian prison for a murder she didn't commit. That's a lot of trauma, and she's okay talking about it.
If I touch on something that you'd rather not get into, just say so. We'll cut the whole exchange out. But it also seems like you're pretty open about a lot of things.
Yeah. I am having trouble imagining anything that you could talk to me about.
I know. What are we going to throw Amanda Knox with?
Depression Mode with John Moe, only on Maximum Fun.
For over a decade, MaxFunCon has been an incredible weekend of learning, connecting, and laughing with folks in the MaxFun community. And, if all goes according to plan, the last regularly scheduled MaxFunCon will take place in Lake Arrowhead from June 3rd to June 5th, 2022. We have a very limited number of tickets remaining. To make them available to the maximum number of people, we'll be opening our waitlist for tickets on January 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific. That'll be your chance to be first in line to purchase tickets, and we'll go down the waitlist until we're at capacity. More details at maxfuncon.com, and mark your calendars for Sunday, January 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
So, Paul Rudd, you're 55, but why do you still wear that Little League t-shirt?
These are the clothes I had on when I left my home planet. Where do you expect me to find children's clothing?
Any children's store.
With what currency?
Hey, Barji, you got some kids' clothes in one of those closets?
Wow.
Okay, well...
I don't think that was an accusation of anything weird, Barge.
Yeah.
Barge, I don't think there was anything mean-spirited.
You've got a lot of clothes. That's what we were saying. There's just a lot of them.
Yeah, but, Paul Rudd, you could have gotten a job or, you know...
Why are you blaming the victim, man? I was kidnapped by a spaceship.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Plek, you got to wonder about somebody who's willing to hire a seven-year-old, you know?
That's not true.
A great look.
And it's hard to ace an interview when you're seven.
Oh, wait, I apologize. I do have children outfit. McCrane LaCrosse's little son used to dress up as a sailor and dance around. So we can have him wear an adorable sailor outfit.
This feels like a lateral move.
Yeah, Barge, I don't think we can do
that. Paul Rudd, do you want to wear this sailor outfit?
Short pants.
I would rather wear the tattered rags I've been wearing for 48 years.
Okay. Not a great sign.
No.
The space hobo thing is just going to follow you around.